buzzard, gusset, elephant,
monkey,
dream,
Estonian skin,
another dream,
monkey,
four monkeys,
clouds,
12 monkeys. You can't beat 12 monkeys.
You can't.
You can't, no.
You can't.
It's another win for me. Welcome to the Bejezzers Cocktail Lounge, podcast number 2. In a series of, so far, 2, obviously. Otherwise, it would be another podcast, wouldn't it? So here we are again on the balcony overlooking Sydney Harbour. This is what we do on a Wednesday night. Tonight's a Wednesday, being next Wednesday, not Thursday really. Tonight, it's next Wednesday. Do you understand?
So it's pre-recorded.
It's pre-recorded. No, we weren't going to say, no, it's not pre-recorded. This is live next Wednesday. We might not be here next Wednesday.
Too many parties.
Is there another party next Wednesday? Everyone seems to want a party on a Wednesday. Wednesday's music night. We do music
around
on a
world.
Wednesday. Around the world.
Everywhere. My parents
Wednesday
have their music night.
Wednesday night is music night. Is that right?
The people in Dunkeld, in
the far north of Scotland.
Is that Dunkeld?
Hey, Dunkeld.
What does that mean? Is that a verb? To kell?
No.
I'll tell you
an unknown fact about Dunkeld.
An unknown fact. How do you know it, then?
Well, because I know it.
Wait, but you can't if it's unknown.
And I'll do it in a Billy Connolly type accent.
Don't do a Billy Connolly. Okay, go on.
So, Beatrix Potter used to take her summer holidays in Dunkeld. And Mr. McGregor, the Scottish gardener, is based on a character from Dunkeld.
Is it your dad?
No.
Oh.
Pitlochry is a little bit way up the road.
I don't think I can do it. What?
Pitlochry. No, Pitlochry.
Yeah, but what? So, Mr. McGregor's from Pitlochry?
No, Mr. McGregor's from Dunkeld.
For all those people that don't know Beatrix Potter,
it's...
She was a famous prostitute in the 18th century. It's not true. No, she wrote children's stories about stupid about little animals. I had a Beatrix Potter board game when I was a kid. I was always Jeremy Fisher the Frog, obviously. Because my name's Jez.
Jez
Fisher the Frog.
Jez.
Whereas you would have been, what character would you choose? If you had to be a character from Beatrix Potter, what character would you choose?
I would be, today, Matthew, I want to be...
I want to be...
Hey... Bugger.
What?
What was the question?
Well, if you had to be a Beatrix Potter character, what Beatrix Potter character would you... This has nothing to do with our music.
Squirrel Nutkin?
Oh, yeah, no, because he's...
Bit naughty.
He is, isn't he?
Bit of a... He's got blonde tufts of hair.
I've got a
like
tail.
Me.
I've got a wonderful tail. I've got... when my singles arrive, at the moment I'm having a load of vinyl shipped from the UK. My last vestiges of possessions from the UK are arriving here any day. Any day. And there are singles of Beatrix Potter stories told on vinyl. And Squirrel Nutkin is one of those that is arriving.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Can we do that on a wet Sunday afternoon?
If they arrive in
copious time. Amounts of tea and listen to Squirrel Nutkin
stories.
Yeah,
totally.
With hot scones, with dripping butter and jam
scones,
on them.
Scones.
Did I say scone?
You said it's a scone till you eat it, then it's scone.
Oh, fuck.
So it's scone at the moment. Which is more Scottish.
Fiddlesticks.
You have a stone of scone, don't you? In Scotland?
A stone of scone from school.
For the kings of Scotland.
Which is now in Edinburgh Castle. Formerly of Westminster Abbey.
Is that right?
The site of all crownings of kings and queens in England.
The stone of scone.
The stone of scone. Now it rests with the crown and jewels of Scotland. In Edinburgh Castle, in a great
sure,
big
I'm not
cabinet.
Sure. I think there's a limit to devolution and giving the stone back, I think it was a mistake. Because, I mean, or does it stop them coming down to London for the football? I mean, are they more content now they've got the stone back in Scotland?
Yeah, they're more content. They got the stone, they got their own parliament.
Yeah. What can I say? The song tonight, what are we going to play?
Oh, I'll tell you what we're going to play. I don't know if you've. Anyone who's listening has been following the weather in Sydney for the last couple of days, but it's been what one could describe extremely hot and uncomfortable.
So hot.
The song's called Sunshine, and it's a song about things you do in the sunshine.
It's a fascinating rhythm on the big Bejezzers.
Is that enough?
Probably not.
It's not a good outro, is it? It wasn't punchy. It
wasn't punchy.
It's a fascinating rhythm on the big Bejezzers. It's a fascinating rhythm on the big Bejezzers. It's a fascinating rhythm on the paper.